Doc Reinicke is with us this morning, and it's always nice to have you in. So what's on your agenda today?
Bill, how are you?
I'm doing okay most days.
Well, that's good. I'm just like, I don't know how many hundreds or over thousands of listeners that are getting ready for that East River Deer kickoff on Saturday morning. It looks like it's going to be a cold, crisp morning, but there won't be any snow on the ground, and hopefully the wind's going to dry up the roads a little bit.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about the wonders of the human body. You know, your body is a self-healing, self-regulating by design. It's 100% capable of taking care of itself. Your health is your greatest asset. But health, it isn't just looking good and feeling good.
You know, I kind of know what you mean with all the stories of one minute everything's fine, the next minute, well, you know, the wheels kind of come off and, well, terrible things happen.
You know, a lot of people think, well, I must be healthy because I look good, I feel good, but yeah, that isn't the case. Health is defined as every system in your body at optimal function.
So if we get those regular medical checkups that you and I have been talking about, do we find things that hit that, what you call it, optimal function?
That's right, optimal function. Well, not really, Bill. The way modern medicine is set up, you got to have a problem for them to do anything. You need to have a symptom. Medicine, by definition, doesn't do anything until you're already sick.
All right, so alternatives, Dr. Max, is that where we really need to call the chiropractor, particularly Dr. Max, that's on speed dial?
That's right. Chiropractic is the number one alternative health care. The brain controls every organ, muscle, tissue cell in your body, and it regulates it through mental impulses that flow from the brain stem through the spinal cord and into every nerve of your body.
You know, even those people in West River wouldn't disagree with this. The brain has to run the body.
That's what I'm getting at. This just isn't chiropractic. It's a fact of life.
Okay. Well, obviously the worst thing that could happen to anyone is, my guess is, a horrible spinal injury.
Yes. If I get a call that some loved one's been in an accident, car accident, the first thing I wonder, has there been any spinal injuries? And the problem is, as we go about life, we don't have a spinal injury that's bad enough to cause us to be paralyzed. But we can have injuries to our spine through repetitive motion or slips and falls or whatnot, and they wind up shutting off the flow of this life energy to our internal organs.
So chiropractic works on people that have more subtle nerve damage?
Yes, it isn't enough for them to know about. But if that nerve is being pinched, for lack of a better word, or irritated, that's what chiropractors are trained to do. Find those subluxations, and if it's possible, to fix them.
So what kind of conditions have you helped when we start taking pressure off a patient's nervous system?
It isn't just your standard crick in the neck or low back pain, but in children, earaches, in people of all ages, dizziness, they call that vertigo. It can help pregnant ladies with morning sickness, can help young ladies with menstrual cramps. Did you know that's one of the main reasons young ladies miss school?
Really?
And chiropractic can help with that. We've had patients that had profuse sweating problems that got better. Chiropractic is time tested with a sour stomach or indigestion. We've helped patients that think that they're urinating too frequently, help kids with bedwetting. And when it comes to migraine headaches, we might not be able to stop a migraine headache like we can stop a tension headache, but we might be able to reduce the frequency and the intensity of those migraine headaches, and even real subtle things like depression we can help with.
That's quite the list.
It is.
Is there more?
There is, and right off the top of my head, right along with depression, insomnia, sinus trouble, a term we call brain fog, where people just feel out of it, They have trouble keeping track of their thoughts and having clear thoughts. It all has to do with your brain getting proper circulation of that cerebral spinal fluid, the fluid that surrounds our brain and spinal cord. And you don't know if you're 100% healthy if you haven't been to the chiropractor. And the chiropractor is the best way to evaluate that nervous system.
And 100%, does it bring in optimal function of some kind?
Well, your life energy is always at 100% function. Even in the little old lady that's just hanging on, her life energy is still 100%. And when there is pressure on the nervous system, or there is a nerve root pressure like you had in your leg affecting your knee, that 100% goes down to zero, or it's just 10% flow at 100%. And in a situation where it was your low back making your knee weak, we don't know what subtle things we might have done to your prostate, because the lower back is what innervates organs in that region. And the cool thing about preventing something, it isn't the cool thing, it's the sad thing. When you prevent something, you have no clue. You don't know what, if you stay out of trouble with your wife, you don't know what kind of argument it would have been, you know?
I don't want to know.
Exactly. And for the people that don't want to know, the best way is to call 335-0880.
You know, it's been a couple of months since I've been to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems to be going well, except every now and then I will sit in a chair on a weekend. It must not be the right backing. I sit in an awkward position. My back will hurt a little bit, and then after a short time, it's okay. But, you know, I came in with a twinge in the knee to talk with you, and you found something else that you were able to address with an ARP.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other
things. Yes. Yes. We can't forget about the ARP. The ARP can do some just fantastic things. We work on that blockage of nerve impulse at the spine. That's where the chiropractic adjustment comes in. Lots of times that nerve blockage extends into the soft tissue, into the connective tissue, and you need the ARP to really get that life energy going to every part of the body, or especially the part that already does have some symptoms.
He's Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. Most asked question you're getting right now?
The most asked question I've been getting is, can you help with my sinuses?
I've got
a sinus headache. Last week, the way that front came in, you were in Kansas City. It was blowing 60 miles an hour up here.
We sent it from Kansas City up.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Sinus headaches, we don't just adjust your neck, but we do a cranial bone adjustment. The bones of your skull need to move with every breath, and when they don't move, they can't pump the cerebral spinal fluid. Your sinuses can't drain. So I was busy doing a lot of cranial adjusting last week when that front came through.
You're always busy, but if people have questions and they want to get in, you've got more than just you in the office.
Yes, there's Dr. Olson, there's Dr. Jordy. We like to think that when people come here, it looks like a busy place, but they never have to wait.
That's a nice thing.
You betcha.
And you're located where?
37th and Center. If I've got a minute, my wife finally got one of her girlfriends in after many years. And last night they were together and she says, you know, your husband's one of my favorite people now. She came in because she had vertigo. And last week found out that we could help her with a sinus problem she's had for years. Between a cranial adjustment and an ARP treatment on her sinuses, she's been blowing her nose like never before. Her sinuses are draining. Her headache feels better. And the other comment she made is that when she comes to our office, it feels like home. She just loves the staff. And I do have a great staff.
Between now and your next appearance, I have a speaking engagement with one of your service clubs.
Yes, we're going to be, the famous Bill Zortman is going to be at the Sioux Falls Downtown Lions Club, where I'm program chair, and I've been trying to get my most famous patients in. We've got Mayor Mike and Commissioner Gary, and now, you're a commissioner too, aren't you?
Of sorts. Some days more than others. And I'm speaking when?
Tuesday. At 10 to 12. That's when you should be there. That won't win you speak. But
All right. I will be there at 11:50. Look forward to meeting with downtown Lions.
And this is how busy Bill is. He needs to get his business done on the air, off the air, whenever. Thanks for your
time. Dr. Max, we appreciate it.
Love to be here.